This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Summer visitors to New Hampshire typically are eager to hear the call of a common loon, emblem of the wild and remote North Woods. Popular souvenirs to take home include coffee mugs, sweatshirts, and jewelry, all with a loon motif. In addition to their striking appearance, I suspect the fact that loons chorus at night adds greatly to their mystique. Loons of winter don't get much attention, but scan coastal waters and chances are good you'll see a loon or two offshore. New Hampshire's breeding loons don't migrate far. Low and long on the water, they're recognizable more by their distinctive loon silhouette than by coloring. Soon after the breeding season, adult loons molt into a very faded version of their bold summer plumage. As they ride the waves and oceans roll, they're a perfect match for the wintry gray backdrop of sea and sky. Most young loons ride those waves their first 2 or 3 years before returning inland to freshwater lakes. In contrast to their grace on and underwater, loons are very awkward on land. The species name loon likely derives from the Old Norse word for lame or clumsy, referring to a loon's lumbering gait on land. Solitary by day, loons in winter join together at night, most likely for the increased security that a group provides. And on the rare night that the ocean is calm and quiet, you can hear their plaintive tremolo or wail that so evokes the summer world of pristine deep lakes and forests. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.